Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. A female listener called Jason and said, "There'll never be a woman president. God won't allow it. It's in the Bible. No woman shall rule over man." A friend who shall remain nameless emails, "She's never met my wife." Actually, he says wives, because he knows my wife too. And Jason threw himself in there quickly. Well, we've said this all along. Guys who say that they run things at their house are one of two things. They're either divorced or lying. Well. Anyway. There's a story out there that I haven't done anything with. I didn't see a lot about it until the last couple of days. And then I saw something from last week. James Causey writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The new Trayvon Martin case. Now, James Causey is a columnist who believes that Trayvon Martin was this pure as the driven snow, innocent man killed by George Zimmerman. I don't believe that. I've given my position. I think when things came to where they did, George Zimmerman had a right to defend himself. But I do not entirely exonerate Zimmerman's behavior, but I think the verdict was right because where it came to where it came, he had a right to defend himself. Absolutely. That doesn't mean Zimmerman is perfectly without any... I don't want to say blame. Yeah, and Jason says he's been acting like a fool since. This is the story of Renisha McBride. Renisha McBride was driving through Dearborn Heights, Michigan, early Saturday, November 3rd, I believe it was, after she was involved in a car accident. Now, let's just read James Causey here. Then I'm going to fill in some blanks. She was driving through Dearborn Heights, Michigan, early Saturday after she was involved in a car accident when a Detroit teen who was black, approached a stranger's house, apparently looking for help about 3:40 in the morning in a predominantly white neighborhood. She was met with gunfire and killed. So let me get this straight. If you knock on someone's door looking for help, you run the risk of being shot in the head and killed? What the heck is this? And where is the national outrage over it? McBride, 19, was not breaking into this person's house, according to the accounts I've read. She didn't break a window. She just knocked on the door, and she was shot and killed. The man who shot her told police he thought the young woman was trying to rob him and that his shotgun discharged accidentally. Well, this homeowner claims self-defense, much like George Zimmerman did in the Trayvon Martin case in Florida. McBride was not armed, and family members described her as hardworking, soft-spoken young woman who minded her own business. Well, of course, family's going to describe her that way. I'm not saying it isn't true. I'm saying, of course, that's the case. Police have released few details, only saying that a report has been sent to a prosecutor for review. One of McBride's relatives said the teen was shot as she was walking off the porch and half of her face was blown off from the gunshot. Here's what we do know now. Police do not describe the gunshot, it's a shotgun blast, as close range. In other words, she apparently was not standing on the porch when she was shot. That's what appears to be the case now. James Causey left a few things out. Now, I don't know what happened here. I'm going to be very clear on this. James Causey left a few things out. The accident that he refers to that she was in and then she was going to call for help, the accident happened 2 hours earlier, 6 blocks away, back in Detroit. So it didn't happen right near this guy's house. So it does raise the question of what was she doing there 2 hours after the accident, 6 blocks away. However, the usual suspects, Al Sharpton and others, are already saying they know what happened. I don't. I'm not defending the homeowner. I don't know. I will tell you, it sounds very suspicious. He said the gun went off accidentally. His lawyer is now walking away from that. And apparently she's trying to put up the defense that he did have reason to fear for his safety. That smells pretty fishy to me if his original response to police was the gun went off accidentally. You're having the family define the victim in the way families always want to define the victim, as pure as driven snow. We don't know what this young lady was. We also don't know what this guy was thinking. Did he freak out? It's a black person. Oh, my God. I don't know. Nobody knows what happened here. And you had someone say, well, we're going to have to do what we did with Trayvon. We're going to have to protest until they file charges. Yes, and those protests and demonstrations led to ridiculous charges that never should have been filed in the first place. That's why George Zimmerman was acquitted. You can't let public outcry, because that in its own way becomes vigilantism. Now, I want to be very clear if I haven't stressed this enough. The homeowner's story is very suspicious to me. And it does sound, the latest word is, it does sound like he may be charged with something. We'll see what police say at that time. But there are inconsistencies all over the place here. James Causey's column in the Journal Sentinel makes it sound as though she was in a car accident, walked to a house, and was shot. The accident was 2 hours earlier, 6 blocks away. What was she doing during that time? Nobody should pretend they know what happened here. And nobody should be defending anybody. Not the homeowner or the victim or the person shot, because nobody knows what happened. The only way you let this become another Trayvon Martin is if you let the vigilantes decide. It's 10:58. You're just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.